Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland, and behind me is a statue of Thomas Moore, the celebrated Irish poet, not to be mixed up with Sir Thomas Moore, the English saint and judge, Lord Chancellor. So here's our Thomas Moore, and I'm just trying to think when he was born, 1775, if memory serves, in Ainger Street, Dublin, not too far from here. In Ireland, very European these days, about 2 kilometres from here. So his dad was a very prosperous grocer who'd been born in Kerry. His mother came from Wexford. He was brought up as a Catholic, and that was a minority in Dublin in those days. Anyway, so he had two younger sisters. Moore, look, he was a baldy. And then he went to Trinity College Dublin. I'm on College Street. There it is. There's Trinity. Doesn't have, and so he went up in 1795. Trinity had only just started admitting Roman Catholics after over 200 years of existence. So he'd gone to White's Academy, which no longer stands. It's founded by Samuel White in the 1750s on Grafton Street, which is just north of here. So a very distinguished school, which concentrated on classics. The Duke of Wellington was schooled there, Richard Brinsley, Sheridan, I'm just trying to think, Robert Emmet, other people. So again, he was one of very few Catholic pupils there. So he's used to being a minority, moving in these upper middle class circles and eventually aristocratic circles. So he went to Trinity and he became a friend of Robert Emmet, but he never joined the United Irishmen, unlike Emmet. So he was sympathetic to the French Revolution and so forth. Radicalism was in the air, and the Trinity Dons interviewed him. He could easily have been sent down, but he wasn't. So what else about Moore? Anyway, so he kept out of the 1798 bloodshed and so on. He graduated. He went to London, where he read for the bar at the Middle Temple, though he never practiced. I presume he was actually called to the bar. They didn't have exams as such as had to eat their dinners and generally reckoned to have got into their bones enough law. But so he made his life as a writer, really. And despite his radical sympathies, he had friends in high places. Various aristocrats went into bat for him. He was given a sinecure in Bermuda. He went there, and after only half a year, found it so tedious, he left and went on a prolonged tour of the United States, where his reputation was rising as a poet. So he's best known for Irish melodies, his collection of poesy, things like "Oft in this stilly night, ere slumber's chain has bound me, I see whatever is it, childhood days around me." I think he wrote that one, I dreamt I dwelt in marble halls. He wrote about, you know, Tara in ancient times, or let Erin remember in days of yore, great was Erin, but ere her faithless sons betrayed her, and so forth. So very much from the hardline nationalist perspective. And actually the Irish Guards Regiment, the British Army, they play that tune, not realizing the Republican nature of his message and so on. So what else about him? So then he spent some time back in Ireland again. He moved, where he married a Protestant young lady whom he met. He did some amateur acting, actually. Moved back to England, and he was a librettist there, and just very well known in literary circles. The Prince Regent, the future George IV, not a man known for his artistic sensibilities. He became a fan of his, despite some people saying that the Prince Regent was what the Maecenas of loveliness, as in sort of like the Minister of Culture under the Emperor Augustus. Anyhow, he and his wife, they had no surviving children, so he lived in considerable comfort in Wiltshire. He'd married in the Church of England, and his parents would not have approved of that, he didn't tell them. Plus, his bride didn't bring in a dowry, which wasn't terribly good news either. He was also appreciated for his translations of Anacreon, the Greek poet. So yeah, he was fluent in French and Italian as well. So that was Thomas Moore, and somewhat nationalist, not revolutionary at all. He never risked his neck, and been somewhat co-opted by the establishment, and spent most of the rest of his life in England, living in Wiltshire in great comfort, where he died and indeed is buried. But he didn't agree with Daniel O'Connell a lot. And he thought, yes, it was always a Catholic that, okay, the Roman Catholic Church could agree to the king vetoing certain bishops. And actually, if you go back to the Middle Ages, we did our own thing until 1171, until Strongbow came along. Okay, so that is Thomas Moore, who died in 1852. one of Ireland's best appreciated writer, the first Irish writer in the English language to be a Catholic. Obviously, in the Irish language, we had many renowned writers who were Catholics, but up until that time, Irishmen who published their works in English were Protestants. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan797.com. Goodbye.